9A. Listening. Speaker 1.
Well, we're both vegan. I suppose that's a positive thing, because we've got that in common. But I think Garfield definitely makes me less active than I used to be. He lives inside the house instead of outside in the garden. But, you know, I love having him around. Although he's quite big, he can still hop up onto the sofa and, oh, he likes to lie on my lap eating a carrot stick. Anyway, he usually ends up falling asleep and he's so warm and soft and, oh, looking at him, I just don't want to disturb him, even when I've got things to do.
Speaker 2.
I've had Phil since she was a kitten. And I suppose we have one thing in common. We both enjoy harassing my husband. Phil bites my husband's toes and attacks him on my behalf, constantly bothering him when he's trying to do something. Well, in that sense, she's exactly like me. And, well, she shares my sense of humour. We both like to snuggle up at night as well. I can get very cold at night. And Phil sleeps on the bed to keep me warm.
Speaker 3.
People tell me that I'm eccentric, just like my pet Molly. I suppose if enough people say it, then it might be true. I'm sure I have picked up some of her traits, like the way I talk sometimes and bob my head, but I wouldn't say that I twittered. She does have several traits that I can see in myself, because Molly loves people, and at times she's a little bit of a show-off, just like me, and she's got a great sense of humour.
Speaker 4.
I've had Crosby for, about 8 years now? He's quite a rare breed, a dandy Dinmont Terrier. Oh, and yes, I think we look alike, yes. We've also developed the same personality over the years. I'm becoming a bit more bad-tempered, I think, and so is he, although he doesn't often bark. We both like our own space, and neither of us is as tolerant as we used to be. When it comes to food, I enjoy mine as much as he does, although, it has to be said, I'm a bit fussier.
Speaker 5.
I keep reptiles, and I've noticed that their personalities change to become more like mine. I've had bearded dragons calmly sitting and watching the telly when I do. If you've got lots of energy, they pick up on that. And if you're afraid, they are too. They sort of tend to reflect whoever has brought them up. If they've had a stress donor, for example, then they can be very stressed. They can behave like absolute lunatics sometimes. But generally, because I'm calm, they tend to calm down themselves.